আরো ইউ আর সো মাচ ট্যালেন্ট ট্রু ইফ ইট ইজ হিট হার্টি দেন ইট ইজ অদারওয়াইজ ট্রুথ ইজ নট লাইক হরিশ্চন্দ্র গিভিং দান like TV and all other. So when we will bring all kinds of work, vasana,
desire,
and jnana, karma, yoga, tapasya, everything. Karma means here opposite to
this.
Those karmas which are not
be given to Krishna.
This should be otherwise has to be recovered. Jnana means so here Jiva and Brahma are one. But this has to be
Mayava.
So this will be Brahma. Then it will be Krishna. By this first it will come sadhan, then it will come bhav, and then it will come friend. We are now in the greater sadhan. But not so sadhan, because so many things are how to make
money, sell cars.
Well, we wanted to hear more about Sangha Siddha, the difference between Aroka Siddha and Sangha Siddha, some other examples. You were telling us the other day about Aroka Siddha, Sangha Siddha, and Sarup Siddha. When you gave an example of Sangha Siddha, Raghunath Das, performing by Raghya.
How what? Yeah?
Could you explain more about Sangha Siddha? Some other example, because Raghunath Das is a pure devotee. So, you told us his Vairagya was Sangha Siddha. You told us his Vairagya with Sangha Siddha.
Vairagya is not a person. But it was inner of Nath and Raghunath Das was up. So his Vairagya is somewhere to have. How many parts of it? Is anyone? Do not have it. Sarvati Sarvati, Amani and Manuji, also, you know, the land of the
more tolerance than the tree.
And he gives respect to others according to their merit. And he does not like to be praised. But he does not pretend to have had all this merit. Then he makes that counted as somebody.
These are qualities of the devotee.
You say, that person is not, he is mayabadi. He can have so much tolerance. He can be praised. As you are from, I am also from. Maybe more. But yet, no bhakti, that they will not be called as when these qualities are imperfect, then these qualities are samadhi. As if a garment is given, but if it is given to Jagannath, Radha Govinda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Gurudev, or any Bhakta, and then anyone talks that this garment has been given to Gopinath, then I say, and there is. But if it is not given, I think. See? Why? Go to very thought center. Very little. You go to school. And you have not thought any later hours. But yet, a father and a parent have. Given a very little book, first book, or any plate, you know?
Yes, providing one.
And he spoke to them that I'm going to school and come. But yet he is not a practically big factor. He is only doing that. That's the... But yet he is Shastra. He is a student. Because after some time he will read anything. A man is doing some job, because he means to
satisfy.
To do swaha in fire is job for this. But before that, आरंभ करना
है
आप सोचते हैं तो ब्रिंग इन
वो ब्रिक
ब्रिक तो ब्रिंग ही तो मेक
फंडिंग
जब जब होंगे and to bring mango leaf and to prepare. This is not just this is just to give tea in fire, tea jabhya, and to tell that Om Vishnure Swaha Krishnaya Swaha. This is. But yet to bring bricks and all other things are part of yoga. So, some siddhas like me.
Then what is the difference between a rope siddha and sangha siddha for a bhakta?
A rope siddha nane kanishtha bhakta. He knows that I am serving my father, this is bhakta. I am serving my husband. This is to serve Lakshmi Narayan, Ganesh or Krishna is bhakti. Actually, it is not bhakti, because they serve Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan or Ganesh are. That by doing so, they will be so happy and they will be in mood to give me what I got.
So it is very fruitful.
So this is not bhakti.
It's something for themselves. Like karma yoga?
Karma yoga, like karma yoga. Karma is bhakti. This is karma. So this is aroptika.
What is the difference between you?
Only Swarup Siddha Bhakti is bhakti. Savanam, Kesanam, Dejiyus, Mangam, Thadu, Kresha, all these. But when living this, I am doing another thing, first class. Even to read Bhagavad, to do Kirtan, Nagarsan Kirtan. Nagarsan Kirtan is going for drive the rope.
What?
To
drive away sickness.
Drive away sickness and all this. This is not Sankirtan.
That means when
this
somebody that means when somebody is consciously saying, I am doing this Kirtan because then it's some help with me.
Yeah. Because by this Krishna will be pleased and he will given now. So we'll drive out all these
things. But what about the position of somebody, say like ourselves, who is engaged in the activities by Guru of Bhakti, but the mind is not pure? The mind is not...
No heart. Bhakti is doing Pramana Kirtan Smaranabandha, but mind is not pure.
And not proper.
This is anartha, but he is doing Sarukshitabha.
So Rokshita means when you definitely want something other than Krishna's pleasure as a result from your activity. And you're thinking this is bhakti, but it is not bhakti at all.
This is love. You are making garden. So make garden is not Rokshita. You will give some fruit to happen. But you will always be engaged in that thing and your bhakti will be.
But if somebody has Thakurji and has very much devotion for him, and then he makes a garden for the cooking for Thakurji, his mood
why
can be different?
Why don't like to follow Rupa and Sanatana? Have they done? They will create some samasya, create some trouble.
But most people must be like that.
They're because they are not Siddha Bhakta. So they get do all
But even with us, we do Shravanam, Kirtanam, those things. But other things are also there for maintaining our body, for
why
family. But in our consciousness, we are not thinking that he is maintaining.
Because your bhakti is in.
But it is still, that is a rope siddha, or that is
mixing
this way that way. What is the difference between a kanishtha uttam and a madhyam kanishtha? What is the difference that makes somebody from kanishtha to madhyam?
What I do, my mind is so.
From the uttam, from the kanishtha platform, if somebody is going higher and higher as kanishtha
then he'll come in madhya.
What is the difference between kanishtha and madhya? What is the difference of quality of their bhakti?
They don't follow up kanishtha. They try to please, they try to attend for Krishna. They don't give praise on non-sankhya. Like the pujaris of Jyadi, Yogindra. They don't At first they were Gaudiya Vaishnava. Then they went in Grihastha. And they now in Grihastha for maintaining their family and themselves. They serve like servants and take paisa from Mandir. And then they.
So their bhakti drop. So the degree that one is doing activities
are all not. No belief in her. Why they came down?
Why?
I'm telling you. We want to leave all those things. And we have left something. And want to leave out everything. Perfect. And they are slowly going down. This is the thing gets more and more worthy. This is God. You can see, have a firm belief that Krishna is supposed. Anyhow it is. For this you cannot if a man tells that I will give you 100 rupees if you can take them for 1 hour in my home. I went there and just take them for 1 hour and he gave. I came and gave it to my wife and to for support of you see. Why you marry? Being in temple, being serving with Vaishnavas, at least being Brahmacharya. Why you come down? All are trying to leave and to go up in bhakti. But why you are doing that? So in bhakti there is no.
But our condition is not like that, because we are coming up even to get married.
You are coming up. So you should try and believe in Krishna. So don't follow all this. Otherwise it will be
what?
Brahmana, that kind, two kinds of it. Sangha-siddha or Arati.
Could you give some other example besides Raghunath Das of Sangha-siddha? Because he was pure devotee, someone who's not pure devotee.
Can you give another example of Sangha-siddha person? Person doing Sangha-siddha? Because Raghunath Das Goswami, his platform is not the same.
Less and less. Bhakti Bhakti is saying, it's so big, it is not there. But all our general city thing is through that. Panda of Jagannath. All are of Siddhartha. Sometimes. Not so. Not having so freaking.
So in that case, Sangha-siddha means that they have some special good qualities along with their bhakti.
Qualities are
big outstanding.
But these are not so.
This is the right thing to do, he's doing, but not like that. Is that? So one can be doing
this. You are not coming in this group, Sangha-siddha or Arokti. You are standing in Sangha-siddha bhakti. But we have another.
Yes.
No? We have to give out all another. We are chanting, we are hearing. We are worshipping, not for us.
No? We're trying not to for us.
But for body sometimes comes. But it will go out by hearing and chanting and by doing for us. These are not normal. I am doing Sitam and then I am hearing the past tense of this. But hearing past tense of this, I. This is not. this is not too much aparadha in all this. And not arupa. This is proof.
It is not the
same. And that
proof. Because they don't want that proof.
We want, but there are some things wrong in us. But we always follow for Siddhartha. So don't be fear.
In Ramananda Roy's Sambhad, he's talking when we come to Dasyava about mamata. What is this mamata?
Mamata means mind. Krishna is mind. This book. Shantara does not have this quality in them. Because Krishna has no no bhukya.
Need? Requirement?
Requirement. Of anything. Anything here. Is Atmara. So, he has nothing to be served.
He has no need of anything from me.
So, that need to say that. But when Dasya comes, then he thinks that Krishna is mine. I see. So, and in part comes Narbhav, mood of Narbhav.
Narbhav
is
like a human, not a leader. Feeling like he is like me, a person.
This mamta goes up and mood of service goes. And Yashoda thinks that Krishna is my son. And so he always gives her best to the mouth of Krishna. And he always keeps a very direct eye to Krishna that any harmful thing
can affect him.
Sometimes he is going out of home and he at once he runs and she hurts the other. Any danger can come. But danger cannot come. But yet he should be. But Dasya cannot do like Vatsalya.
There is no intimacy in that.
So much intimacy, mamata in. In such some mamata. But the Dasya of Ramachandra Hanuman, only think you are Ram is mine. But not like Kausalya. Not like Lakshmana. Not like Janaki. Janaki thinks that Ram is only mine, not other. He is mine. And Yashoda Kausalya thinks that Ram is my son. But he also thinks that Bhakti Jata my son, Lakshman is my son, Satyajit is my son, and all wives of Ajithar are my son. Bhaktita only knows that Krishna is my husband, not husband of any lady in the whole world. So his mamata is more than any. Understand?
Yes.
So this is Kalam. Srimati Radhika knows that Krishna is mine. I am not my Krishna.
I am not Krishna. Krishna is mine.
This is more than that. What I will do, Krishna will have to obey. If Krishna goes from Radhika to anywhere else, it becomes so serious. This is fine. This mamta takes a sadhak mamta. He is not other.
How does one increase that quality?
By reading and by hearing with such.
He has them.
Not by reading those. It can help something. But by hearing, you have read everywhere always. But not what I am saying.
But I see that everyone cannot live with that quality of bhakti. And everyone cannot. There is one person, how many people can hear that person is speaking in Bengali, he is speaking in Hindi, and cannot hear from that person?
But
they live with that person.
Know that he might, Narayan Maharaj is mine.
Is that Mama said? You're my guru. She's thinking you belong to her. Other devotees think you're ours. Is this Mama said?
But that Namata, if I think you are mine, should not push her away, isn't it? If I'm thinking that you are mine and you go away, he's not yours, he's mine, I push her back, is that part of Namata?
Then it will.
That only he's mine, not yours, not yours, not yours. Is that Namata also?
It will be high. Then he will think that my should be given to all. So humble and beautiful. Like Yashoda. Yashoda gives Krishna from his lap to another.
He's mine, but I am sharing with you.
He even gave him to Putana. Yes.
She thought that Krishna is like me. But when she saw him, and he fell on the earth.
He even tied him up because he's mine, I have to teach him.
But Radharani, she doesn't give Krishna to the others, she wants him for herself.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get more.
If he goes to Chandra Valley, she's not happy.
But
she wants him for herself.
We, in this space, we cannot understand. So, it has been given in fact that hide it,
until the heart is more pure, more unselfish.
Radhika becomes herself Chandra. Radhika is no one else.
And I've read that when Krishna is away, both Chandravali and Radhika are lamenting together.
She has to go. And you see in that class and compare that class or their class.
Uh-huh.
Huh? You see her and you. How beautiful is you? Try to make everything so that Krishna will see and at once accept. Today you have taken your medicine?
Yes.
They have told you to know on Chandra Prabhu. After you have taken it.
What did you say at the end? You were saying at the very end after your class was finished, something that the Guru Maharaj
said. I don't follow you. We have followed our Guru. We have trained him, followed us. See how I do. We are living with us all. It's no samasya. No quarreling and as we are ready, don't run after. But you see, mindful and rooted, and also don't go towards worldly luxury,
worldly things.
And run after moment. A moment not run after. This is all inside the reflection. And Radhamananda and Mahaprabhu in Dalai Lama. This is very good. This will be learned only with Gurudev and the Vaishnava. This is try to give ourselves fully to Gurudev. Here this is Sadhana. We will learn here. And then in a practice program, we can be absolutely as Gopis has given. Here we can give everything but not everything. There are so many things we can give. Mind we can give. Try to give. But in Siddhavasa we can give. But so we should try and learn to give everything to the Vaishnava and do everything. So to try to obey with your heart. Now, this is my job.
And let this be together, no quarreling.
That's a big one. Problem. Only then how to achieve it.
How do you not go to the problem? You should not make any problem in my mind. There is no problem in my mind. There is no problem.
After Krishna left Vrindavan and the gopis were lamenting, feeling so bad, so then Uddhava came and he saw how miserable the gopis were. Then he went back and he told Krishna. So didn't Krishna feel bad that the gopis were feeling so much pain? Didn't he want to go back and stay with them? Why not?
You cannot have it. We are really not trying to change it. But it is a fact of money taken for this one, it is past 50 years of having it. But of that one, only it is a time for It will always lead me to me. So, actually, you cannot regard me.
Familiarity to
you will think that Maharaj is only ordinary person like me. If I will take Mahaprasadam always with you, you can serve me and maybe you give me water with me. Serving me all the way and while serving me. Then you see that he is also not a true person. And when you see that they can speak a minute, all are surrounding you, have no time to, he has no time to go. So, for worldly purpose, sadhak, Krishna has done act like this. Actually, we can be very, very fire station.
The tendency is there to see you as ordinary when you're with him all the time. But also you were saying that one has to be with guru all the time to learn from him.
So my mind also means that.
But sometimes by mind you cannot hear him.
If we always be with him, then we will see that he was with us. And he, there are so many that qualification in him. You try to
and he becomes angry.
He becomes angry. He goes in school like
it's ordinary dealing.
So he talks with that lady. He talks with that. He has so much greed towards the Vishwa.
We saw this with our Guru Maharaj, his personal servant, many times that happened to him.
Happened?
Yes.
I know.
They became very
disappointed. We are more clever than him.
Yeah. I know more than him.
Yeah. Maybe.
You can manage more than him.
You made a mistake.
Huh?
I corrected it.
What he cannot Krishna do, I will.
Then you tell Naveen, to give me his body and I'll take over. Time to change. You can take my body, I'll take his, and then I can serve you.
In next verse.
Next verse. All right. To help me out. He's so magnanimous.
Melissa can make maybe moment. You can send probably in that time.
Next year.
Maybe how?
Maybe I get man's body next year. Then what happens if you
try to become a male?
No.
They are open.
Women off. So ignorant, so foolish,
so envious,
so emotional. But I can't chant. My mind is everywhere. I'm just thinking about myself.
Being a lady, you can ask to be
I am. Begging.
Because lady has heart.
Oh. But sometimes it's
not.
She has mind and so cruel.
Mind of woman is so. Can be so cruel.
Mm.
Woman can be so cruel.
Vindictive.
But it seems sometimes that the male body is more favorable for sadhana, for practices.
I want to be like Kavita, Kavita.
Mm.
You cannot be in this time.
Mm.
You have to learn it. In this first time, I can beat you.
What is the competition?
What I will order, you have to do.
But I see that some of your brahmacharis are not like that.
How do I?
They are quite gentle.
Gentle?
Yes.
Is there any chance to control the mind in this lifetime?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Tongue chanting Hare Krishna, mind here, there, there, there.
Because you are not listening to me.
Because
and this is so many
I'm not ordinary desire. But also, Mark, I see, especially when the language is a different language than what I can understand, that I'm, how many things to try to learn and understand and correct. There seems so much work to be done to make the mind proceed towards sadhana and pleasure, because it is so restless. So it seems like there's a natural struggle that's taking place.
I have to complete.
One more.
How many? One last daily or something? So much. You're talking with so many people. I'm in anxiety about going back to Vrindavan because I look back and I just see so much austerity. The summer was so difficult, then this illness, so difficult to find place to live. So much austerity in Vrindavan, I'm in anxiety about going back.
Right.
You're blessed to live. I'm not sure. I had a place, but it's not mine, it's someone else's. But so much austerity there.
Difficulty.
So many.
I must admit I'm also afraid from that. It's difficult, it's not near for me in Vrindavan, it's very difficult.
Right.
In family, I guess you can say purification, but so many internal. I've been trying to go to Mayapur, trying to go anywhere, but not in, I cannot be peaceful in Vrindavan.
Why?
I don't know.
You have room there?
My external situation is fine. There's no difficulty. But I get some purification in the heart. It's been very obscure.
Try to follow me.
The pressure of the institution. The pressure of so many things. The weather has been very
strong for me this
morning.
There.
I know, I must say, I have no choice, but my spirit is not strong.
Huh?
My spirit is not strong at present.
But
I'm fine, but I have some hesitation, some weakness of heart at present.
There are some problems. But yes, you should pray for people. I'm trying to make a room for the ladies, those who have nothing for them, for others. And maybe it is. I think that if I will think, so soon. But I don't find it more. Just to go place. How they got six liberties. But I think sometimes that they will quality themselves. This is the moment.
It can be like that.
Right.
I'm sorry that I can't keep my late time to you.
Today I was reading in Anca Lila about Lord Caitanya leaving his room at night
you know, Krishna's flute, he'd get outside the room, and then the devotees would find he was gone, and they'd go looking for him.
Open.
Open?
You can you open? Perhaps you could take off.
Just one minute. So then the devotees, they try Lord Chaitanya with the cows, lying with the cows, and all his limbs were inside, he's like a tortoise. And the devotees would get so upset to see Lord Chaitanya like that. So then they carry him back to his room, or sometimes they bring him back to external consciousness as quickly as possible.